Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Join me as I unveil the stories of goddesses from across time and cultures. We will dive deep into the archetypes and energies that these goddesses embody, and we'll explore the practical applications of goddess wisdom in our daily lives. We'll discuss how to connect with the divine feminine through rituals, meditation, creative expression, and acts of conscious living. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner of goddess spirituality or just beginning your journey, this podcast is for you. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. So I have just going to give you a little update. I have been sick for a little while with COVID. As you can probably hear in my voice, I'm still at the tail end, hoping that one day I'll wake up and sound completely normal again, even though I'm feeling better. I wanted to create a fun meditation for the listeners so that you can connect with a goddess, really find the goddess that's aligned with where you're at this moment in your life. There are many goddesses who can come out from the ethers and help you. However, there's always one whose energy, whose overarching goals are going to match your own, and whose teaching style or mentorship is better aligned with your personality and with your needs. So sometimes what we think is best for us isn't always best for us, or it's not best for us right now. Meaning, you may want to desperately connect with the goddess Isis. However, just as an example, perhaps the goddess, I'm just thinking on the fly here, the goddess Hecate would be a better match for you at this time. So I wanted to create a very useful meditation where you could ask some bigger questions, which I have created for you in advance to ask the goddess that steps forward. And then she will explain to you why she's the best person for you to connect with. And then your job after today's meditation will be to research that goddess, learn all her stories, meditate with that goddess, connect with her, and start building that relationship and allowing her to pretty much also take the reins to teach you what she's there to teach you. So if you are prepared, we're going to get started. So if you're not prepared, just go ahead and hit pause and then you can come back and listen. But if you are prepared, you can go ahead and turn off the lights and maybe dim the lights in your place. It does work better if your connection actually is better if things are darker. I know that sounds crazy, but it is a better, stronger connection. We see better in the dark. Number two, if you would like to light candles, you are more than free to do so. If you would like to sage yourself or Palo Santo or cedar, whatever it is that you use to clear your energy, please go ahead and do that now. And as you're doing that, I'll tell you that I think today's exercise will be, or today's meditation will be about 15, maybe 20 minutes at the very most. So make sure you allot some time. Grab a journal, a pen, because you're not going to want to forget everything that you're told. You also might receive symbols today, or you might hear a song. So every little thing that you hear or see during meditation is a part of the answers. It's part of the solution, right? So we want to make sure to document it all, incorporate it all. All right, everybody. So wherever you're at, let's also make sure your phone is off for at least a good 20 minutes. And place your feet flat on the floor if possible. If you prefer to lay down, that is fine, but just don't fall asleep. And let's just begin by taking a deep breath in through the nose. And let's exhale through the mouth. I want you to get fully relaxed at this time. And we're going to breathe in again through the nose. And we're going to exhale through the mouth. Again, notice if you're carrying any tension in your shoulders, in your neck, in your body. And we're going to breathe in again once more through the nose. And we're going to exhale through the mouth. One little trick to being able to connect to spirit is to be actually extremely relaxed. So we want to make sure again that We don't have our hands balled into a fist, or we don't have our shoulders all the way up to our ears. We just want a relaxed mind body. For the last time, let's go ahead and take another deep breath in through the nose. And let's exhale through the mouth. Fantastic. So at this time, I want you to bring your attention just to your third eye or your imagination. And I want you to imagine that your legs, your feet, and ankles are turning into very thick tree roots. Just imagine them. And as they're turning, you can imagine them starting to move into the soil of the earth, pushing past the topsoil, starting to move into the earth, going deeper and deeper and deeper down into the soil of the earth. And the deeper your roots go, the more clay-like the soil is going to become, which is great because we want to make sure we are grounded. Your roots are going to go deeper and deeper, slowly approaching the center of the earth. Your roots are so deep now that they can no longer move as they're stuck into this clay layer. Again, let's breathe in through the nose and let's exhale through the mouth. What I want you to do now is just bring your attention to your root chakra. And in your root chakra, which is this red disc, I want you to imagine there's white light entering into your red root chakra, clearing it out, swirling around, just removing any impediments or any blocks. We want to make sure that our energy centers are completely clear so that we're open channels to receiving insight. And now I want you to bring your attention up to your sacral chakra. And I want you to imagine that white light now is entering into your sacral chakra, swirling around, removing out any blocks, dissolving anything that doesn't need to be there. Anything that is intentionally blocking your ability to see or hear or connect with spirit today, we just want to cleanse it out. Now I want you to bring your attention up to your solar plexus, just above your sacral chakra. And I want you to see white light entering into this chakra, swirling around, clearing it out. Removing any impediments, any blocks, any dark spots, they're going to fill in this white light, clearing your soul center, your solar plexus. Now I want you to bring your attention up to your heart chakra, which is in the center of your chest. It's this green disc, and we want to see white light going into this green disc, spinning around, clearing it out. Removing any blocks, filling in any holes with white light, clearing out this green heart chakra. For those of you who are unaware, your heart chakra is the gateway between the upper and lower chakras. It's very important, so we always want to make sure it's as clear as possible when we're doing any type of work like this. Perfect. Let's bring our attention to our throat chakra now. And I want you to imagine white light entering into your throat chakra, which is a light blue disc sitting in the center of your throat. And it's just swirling around this white light, removing any blocks, any impediments, anything that's going to hinder your ability to hear spirit, to connect with spirit today. As you see this white light moving around, I just want to tell you, if you don't already know, that your throat chakra, of course, is the seat of your sound. So a blocked throat chakra is going to make it very difficult for you to hear spirit. So, as opposed to what many people believe about your ears being the seat, it is your throat. All right, let's bring our attention up to our third eye chakra, sitting in the center of our forehead above the eyebrows. And let's send in white light into this indigo-colored chakra. And just watch as this white light swirls around and clears it out, removes any blocks, fills in any gaps, any spaces with white light to clear, clear, clear. And lastly, let's bring our attention up to the crown chakra at the top of our head. And let's see white light entering into this chakra. Some people see it as a violet disc, others see it as a white disc. Either way, we'll see the white light swirling around, clearing any garbage that needs to be removed out, dissolving any blocks, just purifying the center. Your crown chakra is really the seat of all communication when it comes to receiving any insights or channeled information from spirit. So we want to make sure again that that center is clear. And as we're finishing up with the chakra clearing, let's take a deep breath in through the nose. Let's exhale through the mouth. At this time, I want you to imagine that a bubble of light is starting to cover your body. It's like an egg covering your body from the inside out. And just make sure that it's reinforced because this is your protective shell from any unwanted spirits or any unwanted energies today as we do today's exercise. Wonderful. I'm very excited to do this with you guys today. So what I want you to do now is just bring your attention again to your mind's eye, which also means imagination. And it's okay that we're working in the imaginal realm. This is how we connect with spirit. Many people don't think that, but that's how it works. So I want you to imagine today that you are standing in front of a very tall staircase. It may be a windy staircase. It may be a very vertical staircase, and that's fine. There's no wrong answers here. And at the top of the staircase, there's going to be a door, but we're not going to go into that door until I walk you through. So there's about 30 steps, so I'm going to count you up. Again, when you get to the staircase, don't open the door. So let's go ahead and begin our ascent. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. Here we are now at the top of the staircase, and there's going to be a door in front of us. So what I want you to do is just place your hands on the door, but don't open the door. What does the door feel like? What does the door even look like? Take note of the color, the material, what it feels like, and also look down at the handle. What does that look like as well? So at this time, I want you to, in your mind, you can say this out loud if you're in a private space and feel comfortable to do so, but if not, either way, I want you to ask that the right goddess aligned with your energy, please be available on the other side of the door today. So you could say, I request that the goddess of the highest light is in alignment with my true self, with my higher self. I ask that she please be available today on the other side of the door. So just for your awareness, before we enter, there's going to be a room. In this room, there might be chairs. It could actually even be a cave, a temple. I'm not sure what it's going to look like for you, but there will at least be two chairs in that space. And the goddess will be sitting there, and you will go over there to sit next to her, and we will start asking questions. So on the count of three, I want you to walk in and go take your seat. 1, 2, 3. Let's go ahead and open the door. Let's enter into the space, and as you're finding the chair to sit down, just take a note of the surroundings. What does it look like? What feeling do you get as you step into that space? Is there a strange familiarity with the energy of the space or the setting? So now you're in a chair, and for those of you who see the goddess sitting there, that's wonderful. If you don't see anybody sitting there, I want you to go again and request that a goddess that's aligned with your higher self, please step forward into the room to sit in the chair. So we're going to give this a few seconds for those of you who didn't see anybody. Fantastic. So now I want you to ask this goddess what her name is. And if you can't hear her, ask her to please repeat again more loudly for clarity. And now I want you to ask her why she stepped forward for you. I want you to also ask her if she is somebody that you should be working with for the next 3 months. And if she says maybe, ask her what is the hesitation, or if she thinks there's somebody better aligned. And if so, can she tell you whom? So now we're going to ask this goddess just a few questions while you have her here. And the first question you're going to ask her is, what qualities or virtues should I focus on developing to advance my spiritual journey? So what qualities or virtues should I focus on developing to advance my spiritual journey? Now, I want you to ask her, what is the deeper truth about my purpose and the path that I'm supposed to follow this lifetime? So, what is the deeper truth about my purpose and path that I'm supposed to follow this lifetime? Now I want you to ask her, what messages or insights should I be aware of at this particular point in my journey? So what messages or insights should I be aware of at this particular point in my journey? And then lastly, I want you to ask her, what is one thing I can do right now to strengthen my connection with the goddess realm? What's one thing I can do right now to strengthen my connection with the goddess realm? Now we'll ask her if she has a specific message for you in general about anything in your life, just one last message that she wants to give. Perfect. Now I want you to thank this goddess for stepping forward today and just let her know how deeply appreciative that she came forward even without any initial offerings, but those will be repaid after today's journey. So at this time, I want you to go ahead and head towards the door. And then once you get to the door, let's go to the staircase. And I'm going to count you from 30 to 1 because we always go back the way we came. All right, everybody, let's begin our descent downwards. 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody, let's take a deep breath in through the nose. And let's exhale through the mouth. When you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes. And I want you to document everything that you heard. So I hope you have not forgotten. So let's go ahead and start documenting every little thing, who the goddess was, why she came, what she wants to help you with, and all the answers you received today. That's always important. I'm excited that you met the goddess as, the best one to be aligned with you at this moment. It is always a choice that you have if you want to work with them over the next 3 months, because it's more important to work with them. Excuse me, I don't mean work with them. Excuse me, be their devotee or their companion to learn from them as they are mentors, teachers, and guides. So, in terms of next steps, you need to research that goddess, learn all their stories, learn their history, learn the historical context of their being, learn their teachings, learn all the items for their offerings, and then extend an offering. So, building an altar, okay, with an image of the goddess, whoever it was. You can print out an image. I do that sometimes. Place it on your table, and then a candle that's associated with the color of the candle associated with that goddess. Incense associated with that goddess, an offering associated with that goddess, and then you'll spend some time at that table, lighting the candle, burning the incense, and then meditating with her, calling her epithets. Learn those as well. And then you will start the journey of learning from that goddess. She will start her mentorship with you. All right, everybody, I hope this was super helpful for you today. I was really excited to create this because I know certain people have been really listening and wanting to learn how to do this. And I am building this really long ass class in the background. It's such a long freaking class. And I want to be extremely thorough with it because I do believe in reverence and respect to this realm. It has offered me so much. And in return, I want to be a responsible steward of their realm, but also a responsible teacher. But I wanted to kind of give you a glimpse of how I teach also. I'm very practical. Even though I don't know if this seems practical to you. Anyway, I wanted you to kind of get a head start so you can start doing this work for yourself and getting excited about it. So, everybody, thank you so much for today. I hope you love today's episode, and there will be more coming soon as I am still on my recovery journey. But please, whatever you do, stay healthy, take care of yourself, make sure you're drinking water, taking vitamin C and D, and taking care of yourselves. All right, everybody, I will talk to you soon. Have a wonderful week ahead.